Sports Hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
The federal agents informed the crowd that if they kept advancing, they would open fire on the crowd.
It was scary to think that shots could be fired. It definitely was scary. Everyone was thinking, could this be another Ruby Ridge? Could this be another Waco?
Fighting for Idaho.
We're starting to realize that we have a government with unlimited power.
The BLM come to decimate us and to reduce us to absolute despotism.
Fighting for you.
More than Kevin, I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you for real journalism.
Kevin, I just wanted to thank you for going to Nevada and getting the truth to us.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
You're the only talk show that I really listen to.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Thank you all for joining us. K. Millie in the Morning. And coming up, whatever happened to the battle for Common Core or against Common Core?
There's a lot of confusion about new standards in education called Common Core.
As teachers, we're on the front lines, and we support Common Core. So here are the facts.
Common Core is not some Washington mandate.
That myth gets an F for misleading. Common Core is about raising standards so our students learn more and go further.
All decisions on how to teach are made at the local level.
Go to learnmoregofurther.org and get the real story on Common Core.
There you have it. We'll discuss the real story on Common Core in a minute. But first, we go to our great friend Annie from St. Vincent de Paul and from Eagle Home Mortgage. Is that right?
That's correct, Kevin.
All right. So if you're looking for a mortgage or for a good time with a mortgage, go see my friend Annie.
Good morning.
Well, it's been a while. You know, the last time we were out, we were at the Walk for the Poor for St. Vincent de Paul. And Father Dat got lost, but thankfully, and the folks at Holy Apostle are happy that he came back.
They were very happy. We were all happy. He took the long walk, and we found him, and we brought him back.
Well, look, I had a problem with the race organizers. I mean, because he came in late, they started taking down the things, so he didn't know when the trail ended. He kept going.
Well, you are correct. We learned a lesson about that, didn't we?
We did, but certainly we always want to highlight the great works of our nonprofits here in the Treasure Valley, St. Vincent de Paul, not just for Catholics, but for everyone here in the Treasure Valley. A big event going on tomorrow. Please inform us of what's going on.
Well, it's going to be the greatest show on earth. It's the first annual Spring Festival, so we've traded the walk for the Spring Festival. It will be held at Bishop Kelly High School tomorrow, noon to 6 p.m., We want everyone to come out and enjoy the day. There will be something for everyone. It looks like we have a good weather report coming forward for tomorrow. But our goal is to raise money, and all of that money does go back to assisting those in need in our community. You are correct. This is not a Catholic, effort. I mean, in terms of who is the recipient, it's anyone and everyone in this community who needs some type of financial assistance. We do our very best to step in and help with that.
Okay. So if people want to get involved, what can they do?
Well, we want them to attend the festival tomorrow.
You need to start selling the festival. What's it going to be about?
The festival is our primary highlight.
Dancing people, or what's the hook?
The hook is we are doing a reverse raffle. 300 tickets were sold. It is for a 2014 Mazda 3, and you will be in charge tomorrow of running that and making sure that the last man standing is either standing with $15,000 or with a 2014 Mazda 3.
Wow.
We will be giving prizes along the way to keep everyone interested and keep everyone excited and interested. And this is also our way, or my way, of keeping you from having to participate in the celebrity dunking tank.
You're going to have celebrities in a dunking tank?
We're hoping so.
Really?
Yes. but you will not be doing that. We need to keep you dry and, you know, holding a microphone and helping us execute this.
Any notable people you want to share with us, or is it a secret list?
It could be a secret list.
Or if you're looking for celebrities to be in the dunking tank,
yes,
to give you a call or to show up at Bishop Kelly, yes.
We want them to come. It is part of our fundraiser, but we've got a pulled pork barbecue and chorizos and games and activities for the young children, for the teenagers, garage band. If you have a garage band and would like to participate, please call our main number today and request to be a part of that. So we have a lot. We're going to have bathtub corn, clowns, face painting, arts and crafts, cotton candy, all the good stuff to make you feel good for a whole afternoon and raising money for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul.
And the phone number is available on the website?
It's on the website, svdpid.org.
Okay.
And you can contact Mike Gallagher directly.
Oh, he's always looking for a good time.
He is. He's our tireless leader. He just continues to communicate and educate and spearhead these fundraisers and big and small, and he's done so much for our organization. We're very grateful to have him.
I would agree, and we're very grateful to be a part of it. So it starts at noon at Bishop Kelly, is that right?
Noon tomorrow, Bishop Kelly, the soccer field.
It sounds very exciting.
Come out and see us.
I'll be wearing sunscreen.
You better have your sunscreen on, Kevin, and your sunglasses.
I thought this was inside. That's not part of my contract to be outside.
Well, we'll shade you. We'll fan you. We'll do whatever we need to have you there. I told you we need your celebrity.
It's gotten to that level already.
It has gotten to that level already. And we just are so grateful that you advocate for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. We're grateful, truly.
Well, we're grateful that any of there are people such as you and Mike and so many people that give so much and do it without any recognition. And the only recognition they get is the looks on the faces of people that are truly blessed by the efforts of you and everybody else at St. Vincent de Paul. So we want to thank everybody associated with the Society that give and give and give. What a great organization. And we'll see everybody there noon to 6 on Saturday at Bishop Kelly.
Correct.
See, that was easy, Annie.
Thanks, Kevin.
Annie, you know, we're not on the air right now.
Right.
You're not going to fall for that one, are you?
No.
All right. God bless, Annie. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great morning.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's our friend Annie from St. Vincent de Paul. Big event tomorrow at Bishop Kelly, noon to 6. I'll be out there probably around 3, and I'll be the guy with all the sun. I'll actually be wearing long sleeve stuff just because of the sun. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com.
There's a lot of confusion about new standards in education called Common Core.
As teachers, we're on the front lines, and we support Common Core. So here are the facts.
Common Core is not some Washington mandate.
That myth gets an F for misleading. Common Core is about raising standards so our students learn more and go further.
All decisions on how to teach are made at the local level.
Go to learnmoregofurther.org and get the real story on Common Core.
We go to Tom Munns, TomMunns.com, Munns Tom Twitter at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Tom.
Happy Friday, Kevin.
You're on the road.
Yeah, on the road again. Yeah, I was just listening to that interesting commercial. Listen, Idaho, look up the National Education Association and look up the National Federation of Teachers, or NFT. This thing is, they're right when they said this is not a federal program. This is a global international program through International Education International. And if you look even farther, you can find that it goes all the way up to UNESCO as a program completely arranged by the United Nations to globally train our kids to believe in the green environmental theory. So that's, you know, and then if you want to know about local control, go to your local school board and ask them. They'll tell you. How can you have a Common Core curriculum created that has patents by people that don't even have any experience in education and think that we can somehow manipulate it to whatever we want? We can't. We've just found out that you can't even manipulate that 15% of the curriculum that you wanted to. So this is not, that is a full propaganda campaign. I don't think anybody on this radio station is going to buy it, but I had to comment in on that.
I got a comment for you, though, Tom.
Yeah.
At 580KIDO, you know, where was the movement in the legislature? You video these people. You talk to them. Why in the world didn't we have one of our conservative, crime-fighting, education-loving Republican legislators repeal Common Core?
Well, I mean, I remember one of my senator, actually, she came out and said that she doesn't have time to read the bills. And most of the conservative legislature, to be honest with you, said that if they would have known what was in this thing, that they never would have passed it. So it's obvious that they're admitting to a great degree that they're not reading these bills because there's so many of them being shoved by, you know, lobbyists and private interests through the term of the legislature. But, you know, if you guys want any information, all you got to do is email me. We've got national experts we can talk to. I've got
Hey, this isn't the promote Tom Munn's hour here. We're talking issues. Come on. Tom, I don't do enough for you by mentioning your website, your Twitter feed, your this. Now you're doing self-solicitation?
I'm sorry. You're right.
My goodness gracious, Tom.
I'm sorry.
There's three bells for you.
I know. Well, I wanted to mention.
Now what? We're going to plug Tom Munn's Palooza coming up soon?
No. I wouldn't do that without you anyway. I have one other comment, if you'd allow me real quick.
Tom, only because it's you.
With regards to Benghazi.
Yes, sir.
If you want to know, because you and I are very passionate about Benghazi, whatever happened to Benghazi. Anyway, there's a guy that I heard on an interview yesterday. His name is Robert Tosh Plumlee, Plumlee, and he's on my Facebook page. He works for the CIA right now, and they can't fire him. But he's admitted to flying 40 tons of cocaine into our nation that was authorized by our own government and much more. So I would check him out in a big way. This Benghazi thing is the biggest thing. I'm so excited about it.
Well, anyway, you know, Tom Munns, we are always excited to talk to you.
Try to interview him. You went down to Clive and Bundy. You should interview him. He'd be awesome.
Now, wait a minute. First of all, You talk about what you want to talk about. Then it's promoting the Tom Munn's multiple platforms. And now you're giving me direction. My goodness gracious. What's next?
I'm just giving suggestions.
Tom, we're just having fun.
Have a great week.
All right. And be careful on the road, brother. All right, please.
I am. I'm on my way home.
No videos and driving, Tom.
Okay. I'll do it before I leave.
All right. We'll be watching. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it, a great patriot, Tom Munns, here at 580KIDO. Look, we can always talk about Benghazi. We're just having fun with Tom. I hope he knows that. And we're trying to, that, you know, we talk about the issues, and we're trying to have a little fun. You're going, Kevin, the job placement fell down 6.3% to 6.3%. And maybe we'll talk about this with Dave Petzl on Monday. I mean, you talk about what a scam. A scam, sham, bam, whatever you want to call it. The unemployment has gone down to 6.3%. Hey, that's good news. The problem is people just opt out. And let me just say this to you. And I don't talk about this enough, and I should, and I pray for the unemployed each and every night, the people that are struggling. John Edwards talked about the two Americas. I can remember when I was in college going, man, I think Karl Marx is right. You know, the haves and the have-nots. Let's delve into this next, talking about economic future, economic opportunity, and which way to go. There's something I want to share with you next. Please stay tuned. Kevin Miller in the morning. It is 719, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on.
80% roughly of Idaho teachers support the Common Core. So you don't want to just pull the rug out from under them.
I don't know where you got the numbers that 80% of Idaho teachers support this. I have no clue where that comes from.
The Common Core is pushing kids to a higher level, period. There's much more rigor. There's much more mastery. There's much more work.
Let's get it started.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. Appreciate you joining us. And getting back to this issue of this ad, and one question before we get to this. Are we really in a conservative state? You talk to your friends across the country and they go, Idaho, Oh, Idaho, very, very conservative. But are we? Let me just say this. Partisanship aside, politics aside, this is the best place to live when it comes to raising a family, when it comes for family values. But we have to do more when it comes to economic opportunity. I was talking to a political analyst yesterday, and, you know, what's the biggest fear everybody has in other states? Losing their job. What's their biggest fear here in Idaho? Heck, I talk about it all the time, losing my job. Why? Because, you know, there's not a base for you to bounce off of. And each and every night I pray for the unemployed, and those of you that have listened to the program in the last 6 months or 4 months or have been with us for almost our 5 years here, I came here broke. I came here having to get help from my family to pay two mortgages. If it hadn't been for my mom and dad, it would have been over for me, just like so many Americans. And as a 40-something-year-old person, to ask for help or to need help, heck, it's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And I haven't lost sight that there are millions of us out there. There are people that want to work. And you talk about the great challenge that we have is to restore the American dream, is to give the American dream to your kids. The challenge that we've had is the country has become brainwashed because we've had 6 years of lowered expectations, of smacking the great United States of America. Can you imagine a country where children will not exceed the dreams or the lifestyle of their parents? For the first time ever in our great nation, since the founding of the Republic, children are not going to be able to exceed what their parents have achieved. That's what we're dealing with today. And to people, and, you know, my dad just sent me this, courage. And I would say that to you, that if you're looking for a job, courage. That if you're worried about your mortgage, courage. If you're worried about your family, courage. And if we accomplish one thing in our long time or our short time together, is that you know that you have friends. You have good old Kay Milley, you have Tea Party Bob, you have Tom Munns with his multiple platforms. Pat from Middleton, I don't know what the heck happened to him. He's promoting schools or something now. Hopefully Pat will join us at the Greenleaf Academy next week. Let's see, I'm trying to think of our Patriot Ray. You know, we're no big highfalutin stars. We are you. And just so you know that. And if we accomplish that, then we have done our daily diligence for the Lord. That's one issue. But number two, are the libs winning? We go back to this Common Core thing.
There's a lot of confusion about new standards in education called Common Core.
As teachers, we're on the front lines, and we support Common Core. So here are the facts.
Common Core is not some Washington mandate.
That myth gets an F for misleading. Common Core is about raising standards so our students learn more and go further.
All decisions on how to teach are made at the local level.
Go to learnmoregofurther.org and get the real story on Common Core.
If we were a conservative state, would Common Core have been repealed? Would there have been a threat to repeal it? Certainly the folks that are pro-Common Core looked at it that way. Why? Because, well, they had lobbying groups to make sure it stayed in, and guess what? It stayed in. Quickly to Denise at 580KIDO that doesn't want to talk about Common Core. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to tell you about an incident that occurred literally in front of my house last night. We heard loudspeakers and police, and there was, oh my God, 10, 20 police vehicles. So we went out to see what was going on. Command center pulls up, MRAP vehicle, SWAT team in full military tactical gear. They were swarming the neighborhood in people's yards, running around the block. We're talking serious show of force. So I called the police department this morning to ask what that was all about. And apparently that amazing show of force was to serve a warrant. I mean, we're talking about the full-on militarization of our police. And it was very scary. I asked what the warrant was for, and they wouldn't tell me. Apparently, I would have to go in and fill out paperwork just to get that information. But this is happening on our streets. And then, you know, with the schools and things like that, they're always talking about how they don't have the money. They need to raise taxes. They need to do this. But they can buy military equipment, train SWAT teams, buy all of that tactical gear to serve a warrant where it used to take maybe two or three police officers knocking on the door. And now this is what we've got on our streets at 10 o'clock at night.
That's a great point. We'll have to expand on that, Denise. Sorry for your trouble there and your safety concerns.
Well, we should all be sorry, Kevin, because this is happening to all of us, and they're doing this to get us used to that amazing show of force to simply do regular police work. It's uncalled for, it's authoritarian, and it's beyond the pale.
It's not American.
No, it's not. So I just wanted to let you and your listeners know that this happened, older neighborhood, downtown Nampa.
Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome.
And quickly to Craig in Boise at 580-KIDO. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Kevin. There's a book out by, I think his name's Randy Falco or Banco. I forget his name, sorry. But it's called The Rise of the Warrior Cop, The Militarization of America's Police. And a lot of this is basically started in the war on drugs and the inclusion of no-knock warrants. And then also there's a Pentagon program called 1033, which basically what it does is it funnels military supplies like M16s and AMRAPs, which are mine-resistant armored personnel carriers, to local police. And if you look around, the sheriff's department in Boise has one. Now, I don't know what they need a mine-resistant armored vehicle for, but I'm sure there's some reasonable discussion or talking point to that. So basically that's what is leading up to a lot of this. And, in fact, the increase of using SWAT to serve warrants and things like pet shootings, and that has been on the rise over the last 15 to 20 years, and it doesn't seem to be abating.
Craig, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right, there you have it, the rise of the warrior cop. Much more next. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Still can't believe that Terry from State College, Pennsylvania just walked in. Joining us, I'm talking now, Terry. That's enough out of you. Joining us now from Mountain Home is Sherry Ibarra. She's running for the state school superintendent. I guess state school superintendent, not period there. Ms. Ibarra, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This is really exciting. I appreciate it. Good morning.
Well, if you were here, you could see Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. That's very exciting. So you sound
Hi,
like
Terry.
you sound like a very smart person. You are involved in education. Why run for this highly political yet highly polarizing position, ma'am?
Well, there are a few answers to that, and I'll give you three of my top reasons, and that is students, on top of the fact that I love my job. I absolutely love every aspect of what I do, and I am ready to serve the taxpayers and the students of Idaho. Not only that, I am an educator with nearly two decades of experience in all phases of education, such as classroom teacher, vice principal, principal, federal programs director, and curriculum director. With that experience, you add that to the nearly 4 degrees and 3 endorsements from the state of Idaho, and that'll make all the difference in how I serve those schools and those students as a superintendent of public instruction. You know, I have experience in leadership, and I've proven that. I'm a tireless advocate for students. I've taken a failing school to 4-star status, and my current position is overseeing 7 schools and nearly 4,000 students. So I'm not, you know, I don't lack in the leadership department, that's for sure. You know, I have a track record of achievement and experience in addressing the whole child, and that's a formula for success.
What is the state of education in Idaho today? I mean, we've had the issues involving Props 1, 2, and 3. We've had the Common Core controversy. We've had funding issues. You talk about education at your level and bringing schools up. Where are we statewide right now?
Well, I think that has to do with your approach. And as a pragmatic leader, or we call that a problem solver, you can look at it from every angle. And our approach needs to change. And that means that schools are not businesses, teachers are not assembly lines, and students are not manufactured outputs. And with that, do I believe in accountability? Absolutely. I already proved that. Do I believe in high-achieving schools? Absolutely. But we need a leader in there who understands, like myself, who will have a doctorate before I take that seat, in how students learn, an expert in how do you do that. So that is what we need to work on.
And when we take a look at the overall controversies in education, how have they hurt us in the state, if they have at all, where you have people advocating for 1, 2, and 3, and then the repeal of 1, 2, and 3, and the Common Core issue that that hit for the past 2 years?
That's a great question as well. And again, as a leader for the future, it's all about leading people to understand that their main focus, and you just said it, should always be the kids. We have someone on the left talking about Common Core who maybe has never worked with it. We have someone over here on the right who's talking about funding. I need to be a leader, and I will be that leader, that shows us the main central issue is always our kids and what's best for them. It takes an entire village to raise a child. This is simply about leadership abilities and bringing everybody together and working and saying, hey, we need to start pulling the rope in the same direction. The Common Core is not a political football to toss around, especially if you're not using it. It's just a counterproductive conversation. We're already doing it. This is good for kids. The funding issue, people have a voice, and they need to exercise it, and they understand that until you get a leader in there who can talk about what is it that we need and how are we using what we have effectively, it's not appropriate to go out and ask the public for more until that leader can show you this is what we need. So that's what good leadership is all about, bringing everybody to the table and saying, change your approach. Let's start working on what's important, and that's our most precious commodity. That's our kids. And things that we do are always going to affect the future. We cannot live in the now. We as citizens always want a change that happens right now. But with students, it's about the future. And everything we do together collectively takes a little while to get that ironed out. And I challenge people to think about the proof in that lies with how did we get to this state? We didn't get to where we're at overnight. So as a leader, those are the items I'll focus on.
Right, but as a Republican, how do you deal with a lot of taxpayers that say, you know, we're going broke with these levies, and then on the other hand, as an educator, balancing that with the need to, you know, to fund these schools? It's a tough balance being a conservative, being a Republican, and being in the education field, or is it?
Yes, and again, that's you said it. It's a balance. And when we talk about funding and the levies that have been supplementing that, that's been extremely difficult on students and districts. That's talking about equity. And when we start talking about revenue and funding, we need to talk about the Constitution and go back to who's responsible for driving those funding levels. And that is a leader like myself who can go in and say, okay, this is what we have. This is what's been working. Use what you have effectively. Do I think that we're dangerously thin? Absolutely. But I also think you need a leader in there who can sit down like myself. That's what I do currently as a federal programs director. I'm a chief financial officer for 7 schools and nearly 4,000 students. You have to know what you have, how you're going to spend it, and how you're going to work with your team to do that. And until you can use what you have effectively, the rest of it doesn't matter.
What do you make of the Common Core standards right now? Conservatives have come out against it. We've been talking about this all morning at 580KIDO, that there was really no movement that I can tell to repeal it. You had people that were pro-Common Core making sure their lobbying efforts were good to go, but we had no one saying, hey, here's a bill, or if they were going to propose a bill, they were probably threatened with it wouldn't get out of committee.
Well, I think that lies in, again, trust your teachers, trust your educators, trust people like myself who have already given you the proof that you're looking for. That's what this job is all about. The Common Core is good for kids. I can tell you, as a nearly 20-year veteran, this is the consistency that we have needed all along. We already have research that what we were doing before was not working. So this is good for kids.
580KIDO, as we continue on here, I get back to how do you handle the passion as a lifelong educator? You've had multiple experiences with that. How do you handle the passion when people are fired up about their schools? And it seems as if when it came to Props 1, 2, and 3, the Republican Party kind of missed the frequency that people were talking about. And they said, oh, those blankety-blank teachers' unions. But there was a real concern about the funding, and I know you're talking about doing more with less, but the issues involving teachers' pay, involving tenure, involving parental involvement, how do you deal with that?
Well, I've been dealing with that for nearly 20 years, and I'm still here. So, again, that's the passion that's actually going to be a benefit to all of us in Idaho. I enjoy what I do. I also listen to parents. If you were able to ask anybody in the building that I was working with in my community, I sit down and I listen, and listen to my parents around me, my teachers, and Idaho was right to stand up and have those conversations about Props 1, 2, and 3. They got the job done. They are the voice. And so we need to take that passion, we need to come together, and we need to hear what parents, that is the collaborative piece that we need from parents. We need to work together. There's a difference between collaboration and control. And we need to start working together and listening and trusting the leaders around us to tell you this is what's working. You need somebody, feet on the ground, in the trenches, not removed for our students, like myself, who has a vision for the future, who can bring everybody together and say, you have a voice. Stand up and listen to the person who has already given you what it is you're looking for. I'm ready to serve you. I'm right here and waiting.
And if people want more information, can you give them their website, your website,
Absolutely.
Please?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's ibarraforidaho.com. That's YBARRAFOR Idaho.com.
Well, we need to get you in for Mountain Home someday. Maybe we can have everybody in.
I would love to do that anytime.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Pro-life, what did you think?
Well, she sounds pretty enthusiastic. And
Remember, you better listen.
I was listening. I was listening very carefully, and maybe she'll listen to this. You know, Karl Marx, when he wrote the Communist Manifesto in 1848, he had as his 10th summary point, free education for all children in public schools. And that's why we're, a democratic communist.
What does that have to do with what she just said?
Well, what it has to do with is that public education will never
work. I take
it
you're not going to be a candidate for the state school superintendent.
Yeah. No, of course I'm not.
Well, at least you're not talking about sperm meeting the egg.
Yeah, well, it does, and that's when their person is on Earth.
How did we go from Karl Marx to the sperm and the egg?
Well,
isn't this a family value show? It's pro-life.
Are they going to teach at public school that abortion is murder? No, they're not going to.
Mm.
So, hey, we're in bad condition. And
well, you're a real optimist today. You're a real optimist today.
Well, you know, I love your show, and you're the best, and I'm glad you went down to talk to Mr. Bundy. And
Hey, do me a favor. Would you vote for us on that statesman thing?
Yes, I will.
Thank you, pro-life.
All right. Well, God bless you, and we just need to cut out the communism all around.
I like that. That should be your campaign motto.
Yeah, it is. All right. What else you need to ask me about?
What is this? We've gone from promote Tom Munns to ask pro-life?
Right.
What has happened to my career? Oh, I never had one.
I have an answer to every question.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Pro-life.
I don't even know who's on second.
You're in good company. I got to run, sir.
All right, we'll see you.
All right. And you just show up here. You know, I'm writing a letter now to upper management saying that I'm in fear of my life because you've just shown up. Great. Yes, exactly. Is there anything you'd like to say to about yourself here? Okay, let's get to traffic at 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, we're going to go to traffic. Tea Party Bob Solar, Jim, you're going to have to hang on or just stop in and someone here will let you in like they did Terry from State College, PA. Time for traffic and Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, we're going to find out what it's like to have a missing relative. Kind of like that Malaysian airline thing. What are you? You just hanging out all day? You're more than welcome to hang out in here. You're not stalking us, are you?
Well,
you're too credible to be a stalker.